The time has finally come. After months of speculation and almost 2 months after opening an exploratory committee, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney will officially announce his candidacy for president today. Romney makes the announcement in New Hampshire, a critical battleground for him, a must-win state in the fight for the GOP nomination. He's chosen to hold today's event in the town of Streatham on the seacoast, an hour from Manchester, at the farm of two longtime Republican supporters.
I'm Doug Scammon. I lived in Streatham all my life so far, and that's 69 years plus.
Hi, I'm Stella Scammon, and Doug and I have been married for 48 years, and we lived here at this farm now for the past 40 years.
We drove out to the Scammons farm just off New Hampshire Highway 108 to visit ahead of Romney's arrival today. The two are about as New Hampshire Republican as it gets. Doug served 12 terms in the New Hampshire legislature, twice as Speaker of the House. Stella served 3 terms on her own and was a founder and the first president of the Seacoast Republican Women. So they weren't surprised to hear from Romney's team a couple of weeks ago asking if he could use their farm as a backdrop for today's announcement.
I think that he's saying he knows how important New Hampshire is and he wants to have his announcement in New Hampshire.
Right, and here at the farm, we've had many presidents and presidential candidates. We've had both the past 2 President Bushes here. So I think we've become known as a good Republican place to hold a good party.
I want to describe where we are, if we can. We're standing on a little hilltop, so to speak. You can see quite a lot of farmland, but also quite a lot of strip development down here on the road itself. Banks, gas stations, you have a farm stand down there. How's it changed over the years?
Well, since the mid-40s, when I started remembering what's going on, there were 39 dairy farms in Streatham. Now there's only one.
You used to be a dairy farm.
Yeah, we don't milk cows anymore.
I asked the question about the farm because it kind of demonstrates, in a way, how New Hampshire has also changed over the years. This is not the rural state that it once was, even just a few decades ago. And the Republican Party has changed in that time, too, hasn't it?
No, obviously, New Hampshire, we're not the rural community we were back in the 40s as Doug was growing up, and I suppose I was growing up, but not here in town. It has changed. And as people move in, they're bringing more of their city ideas. For example, way back, we always used to go to the dump on Saturdays. And, of course, as more people move into Streatham, they now feel that they need garbage pickup and recycling pickup. So we have evolved as the times have changed.
Well, Stella mentions the dumps. That's where candidates for office always went on the day the dump was open, and they met all the people from the town coming in. And I think that it changed. I think there are other things that made the change, too. And one thing is that now an independent can go in and take either a Republican or a Democrat ballot on primary day, and that certainly gives incentive for more people to vote, and the independents have to be more in the middle.
So how does Mitt Romney fit into this? And does he need those independent voters that you talk about in order to fend off challenges from the right and from the Tea Party right?
If somebody gets nominated who is way far right, there's going to be a lot of independents are going to think twice. And those independents will vote for Mitt Romney because they want to create jobs and they want this country to move forward. He worked with the Democrats and he made things happen in Massachusetts. We don't need the stalemate like what we have of one person in Washington says it's black, the other one says, no, it's white.
What do you make of the Tea Party movement in New Hampshire? Is it as strong as it pretends to be?
I think there's certainly a conservative group that look at themselves as being Tea Party people, but they look at themselves as being Republican also. They're not going to become Democrats and vote for the more liberal candidate. So in the end, I think they serve a purpose of getting the message across of why too much spending has hurt this country and hurt this state and why we need to change that around. And I think when it comes to November, they'll all be voting together.
That's Doug Scammon and his wife Stella at their farm in Streatham, New Hampshire. This afternoon, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney will be at the farm to announce his candidacy for president. Romney must be hoping that when it comes to how he'll fare in the 2012 race, his campaign doesn't live up to the name of the farm, which is the bittersweet.